Dear Chairperson, fellow mayors, distinguished guests, my name is Pia Elo and I'm the Deputy Mayor of Education in the city of Turku in Finland. That's where it is. Thank you for the inspirational words we have heard today. The city of Turku is fully committed to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals as part of our city's strategy. We aim to be a global leader in climate and nature-related initiatives and our pioneering role in the Climate City contract under the EU mission on climate neutral and smart cities has been recognized by the European Commission. Our aim is to be carbon neutral by 2029 when we celebrate the 800 years anniversary of our city. We've made significant investments in flagship projects that directly support the SDGs. The community-driven Turku project promotes well-being and tackles the challenges such as loneliness, mental health issues, and social exclusion. Another key initiative, the competence flagship, strengthens social and economic sustainability by enhancing skills and ensuring equal opportunities for all, regardless of background. Turku has completed two voluntary local reviews with a third set for 2025. These reviews help us track SDG programs and align our efforts with national SDG plans through the voluntary national review process. Despite this progress, securing sustainable funding remains a challenge, I guess, for all. Also, institutional complexities such as regulatory requirements can slow decision-making and increase cost. To address this, we aim to enhance resource mobilization by improving our strategic planning tools and strengthening public-private partnerships, collaborating with multilateral development banks and tapping into green bonds or climate funds will diversify our funding options and support our sustainability goals. Additionally, partnerships with private sector actors will bring valuable expertise to accelerate urban development. We encourage all the cities to grow sustainably. But I do want to remind you that while you are growing, don't forget the invisible part of your citizens. Gender equality is not done, but should be affecting our city planning, mobility planning, housing, and schools. Keep in mind that women have different needs than men because of the invisible work they do, taking care of the elderly or their children, for example. To be sustainable, you have to see all the citizens of your city. That's how you build a good city for all. Thank you.